This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, it is Thanksgiving week, and turkey prices are the lowest they've been in a decade. The cost of a 16-pound bird is down 4% from last year, $1.30 per pound, according to the American Farm Bureau. But that's an average price, and you know about averages. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, it doesn't tell you a whole lot about what you yourself may end up paying.
One of the biggest factors that affects the price of turkey, where you're buying it. John Newton is chief economist at the American Farm Bureau.
We have turkey prices in some parts of the country at around 40 cents per pound. And then obviously in other parts of the country, you know, it's closer to 2 or 250 per pound.
Here in Manhattan at a nearby Whole Foods, a fresh turkey costs $3.49 a pound. Around the corner, a butterball is going for $2.19. But throughout most of the country, stores are offering pretty hefty discounts. In a lot of cases,
they're offering them out sharply below the wholesale values.
That's Russell Whitman, who tracks poultry prices at Urner Barry. Those wholesale prices stores pay for turkeys have been rising, both for frozen turkeys packed earlier this year and fresh turkeys slaughtered in the last few weeks.
The values that the retailer paid this year were undoubtedly above last year, no matter what you're speaking about.
Whitman says for stores, the hope is that customers will spend more on other items, even if the store is selling turkey at a loss. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.